nefesh. We're holding Shmona Prakim, the fifth chapter. We're going to start again. Ro'i le'adam neshabed kol kochot nafsho al pi ha'machshava. A person should really take control of the strengths of his nefesh, as we discussed in the previous chapters, and guide them according to his intellect. Kafi she'kdamnu be'perek she'lifnei zeh, as we've expanded upon in the previous chapter. V'yasim neged einav tachlit achat. A person should focus on one goal, v'hi hasagat Hashem itadar v'itomim. And that is to attain the understanding, the knowledge, the connection with Hashem, who is exalted, who is praised, kefi yecholta adam, as much as man can. Klomar sheidauto, as if to say, one should know God. Ve'yasim kol pulotav, tnuotav, v'tnuchotav, v'chol dvarav muvilim la'tachlit hazo. And one should focus all his actions, all his movements, everything that one does should be leading one towards this goal. Until a person attains a level where none of his actions are for naught. And that is defined as an action that does not lead to this goal. Any action that doesn't lead to this goal is for naught, says the Rambam. המשל בזה שישים הכוונה באכילתו ושתייתו ושינתו ותשמישו וקציתו ותנועתו ותנוחתו בריאות גופו בלבד. An example of this would be that one should focus that all his eating, drinking, sleeping, procreation, awakening, moving, where he rests, his health, everything, the focus of everything should be his health. And the goal of his health, so that the nefesh will find its utensils, meaning his body, whole and healthy, that it could use the body in its learning, and attaining the elevated midot and the elevated understanding, so that he attains that goal, meaning everything we do, all the physical actions, eating, drinking, sleeping, all of that should be for the sake of attaining health, and the sake of attaining health is for the sake of attaining the goal of connecting with Hashem. Yeah. I think that this is discussed, and I think that it makes sense to discuss this. This is an important point, but I think it makes sense to discuss it after we've advanced in the Rambam. The one thing I would say is that I think that what you'd call having a good time is also part of growth, and it's part of where a person is at. Meaning, I remember when I came to MTJ. So the yeshiva learns, and shir might end, but people keep learning. So I asked Rabbi Yort, the head of the Koldel there, I asked him, what's the deal with Bein HaZmanim? Is there a break? So he said, well, if you need a break, take a break. So I said, how long? Most yeshivas take off a month or 2 months, depending on the yeshiva. So he said, well, as long as you need. You need a day, take a day. You need a week, take a week. You need a month, take a month. As much as you need in order that your learning will be as prosperous as possible. And sometimes we underestimate the importance of taking a break, of going for a walk, or taking a nap, of sleeping longer. All of these things are part of what we need, where we're holding in order to learn well. We're not holding by this level that the Rambam's talking about. And so if we'd wake up in the morning and say, I'm only doing everything for learning, we wouldn't succeed in learning. We're not holding there. A person has to build up to it. And so maybe in our state, we need to swim, and we need to have a good time, and we need to go with our friends. And not maybe, definitely, we need it. How much do we need it? So each person has to define for himself. Every year, before every break, I try to get a class in where I tell the guys how important it is to go out and have a good time and go on trips and take a break. It's important. It's very, very, very important. And I don't see it as something neutral. I think that almost always it is either a necessity or a waste of time. Meaning, if a person is learning fine in yeshiva and he's going well and he doesn't need the break, and I says, "Well, let me go to the local pool and have a good time," so why isn't he learning? He could continue learning or doing other mitzvot. Let's say when people take a break from learning. So sometimes if a person goes to a soup kitchen, then that's the break he needs. When I used to run a camp, so we'd have trips. Of course we'd have trips. Every week we'd have trips. There were trips that were fun, and at the same time, one trip was to the soup kitchen. The guys loved it the most. They'd always ask to go again because we made it fun, but it was positive.
Yeah, it was the best trip.
For sure.
Going to
fun.
Soup kitchen.
When I don't know what soup kitchen you take these guys to. I don't know. I don't know. It's also a question of how you present it to them.
Maybe you should have more like I'm asking for help to present it.
So I'll tell you a different time how we would present it. But I'm saying
there's a lot of hot girls there.
Should I have to tell you that?
Okay.
Back to
the Rambam. Ulfi derech zo lo tehei matrato. I'm just saying, going back to that point. So maybe after we finish it, if we still have a question, we'll deal with it. Okay, so let's see what we feel from the Rambam here. We're learning one opinion, the Rambam's opinion.
When you tread water, you are resting.
Oh, I never tread water.
I know, it's active. It's an activity, but it's also you're doing something and you're also resting. Like that's when you are, so that you can then swim a long way, and you're not particularly doing anything. You're not going up, going down, this left, right, anything. You're just, like, I don't know, maybe if you could find something. That's part of it.
Let's see. Ulfi der zolote matoto azana bilvad. According to this way of life, so then when one's doing all these physical actions, his focus isn't going to be solely for pleasure. Ad sheifcham ne'machal v'amshteta yoter arev v'chen b'shar ha'anagot. A person won't be focused solely on pleasure until he reaches a point where he chooses only what's tastiest, and so too with every other action. But a person's focus is going to be on what is more beneficial. And if it turns out that what's most beneficial is also tasty, great. And if it turns out that it's not tasty, and okay, it's not, so what? Or a person will try to get what's tastiest in accordance with the guidance of the medical profession. For example, if a person has no appetite, so he'll arouse his appetite by bringing sumptuous food. So too, if a person's gallbladder has overtaken him, which is a way of saying that he's depressed. Yisirena b'shmiat shirim u'minei neginot. He'll remove that depression by listening to nice songs and different nice tunes. U'v'tiyul b'ganot u'v'ninei per. He'll go for walks and nice gardens and places that are fancy. V'yishivayim tzurot na'ot. And he'll sit in places that have nice shapes. V'chayotze v'zeh mimashem yashev t'nefesh. Things that are similar to this, like going to a museum or something else that's kosher and will help a person rest his soul, meaning if a person has a situation where he's in a state of upheaval and he needs to calm down, so he'll find things that calm him down. And this is a way of removing the gallbladder, which is how they would refer to depression from a person. And his intent in all this is to heal his body, And the whole purpose of having a healthy body is kedei sheyeda, so that he attains the level of knowledge of Hashem. And so too, when he arouses and he is busy with acquiring things, his purpose in making money should be so that he will use that money for elevated things, and so that he'll have the finances to sustain his body and sustain his presence, so that he will attain and know Hashem kafishav shavadat, as much as is possible to know. And if we understand it this way, then the medical profession has a great place when it comes to the elevation and the knowledge of Hashem uvasagat osher amiti, and in attaining true joy. And it would turn out that learning medicine and dealing, practicing medicine, is one of the greatest things that one can do. And being a doctor is not like being a carpenter or being a weaver. Because through medicine we could correct our actions. And then our actions can be human actions that bring us to elevated levels and to truths. לפי שאדם אם ניגש ואכל מאכל ערב לחך ריחות טוב מאכל תאווה והוא מזיק ואפשר שיהיה גורם למחלה מסוכנת. Because if a person eats things that taste good and smell good and they're enticing, but in truth they harm a person and can cause them to be sick, or אף גם לאיבוד לגמרי, or else they could cause total loss, they could cause a person to go, הרי הוא והבהמה שווים. If this is how a person is going to behave, that he just eats things that are enticing, so then he's equal to an animal. What's the difference between him and an animal? They both go after what entices them. And then these actions are not reflective of man being man, but these actions are mankind's actions that are reflective of mankind being one of the living organisms, one of the creatures. And he's compared to an animal if he behaves this way. When is man's actions reflective of his being human? If he eats only the things that are beneficial to him, and even if he foregoes the food that is palatable, and he eats the food that is not palatable, in accordance to what is necessary for himself, for his remaining healthy. And these are actions that match a thinking person. And in doing so, man is discernible from the rest of the living organisms that are not man, if one behaves like a thinking creature. And so too, if man copulates whenever he wants without thinking of when it is damaging and when it is beneficial, then this action is like any other creature. He's behaving like an animal. And he's not acting the way a living, thinking human should be acting. It is possible that all of one's actions will match what is beneficial to attaining the elevated goal, the way we've explained. Ela shoseh matarato briyut gufo v'shlomo min ha-machalot bilvad ve'en zo ma'ala lefi shekmo she'edif ze hanat ha-briyut ken he'edif ha-acher hanat ha-machal o hanat ha-tashmish. The Rambam says sometimes a person's sole focus is being healthy. He doesn't remember that it's important to be healthy so that he could serve Hashem. So the Rambam says, then it makes no difference. So one person is focused on attaining one goal, another person is focused on attaining another goal, but all of them aren't interested in serving Hashem. So a person can't say, well, I'm health conscious, I'm always focused on being healthy, so I'm serving Hashem. No, that's not so. A person who's health conscious is no different than someone else who's a glutton and isn't health conscious if it's not for the sake of serving Hashem. They're both interested in something external. So this person is interested in feeding himself, and this person is interested in maintaining his health. But if neither one is doing it for the sake of Hashem, so then there's no difference between them. אבל הנכון הוא, but the proper thing is, שיעשה תכלית כל פעולותיו בריאות גופו, that a person will make the focus of all his actions, the focus of his actions should be that he should be healthy, והתמדת מציאותו בשלום, and to continue being around in peace, meaning he should remain living, כדי שיעמדו כלי כוחות הנפש, and the purpose, and this is the point the Rambam is making, a person should focus on being healthy with the purpose that his being healthy will make available the tools, the instruments of his nefesh, shehem evarei haguf, that they are the limbs of the body, and they should be shlemim, they should be whole. She'az tishtamesh nafsho b'limatzo b'malot amidot yot ve'gioniyot. Then his soul can use the elevated levels of traits and understanding without being hindered by ill health. This is, it's known that there were many rabbis that when they got older, the doctors told them that because they didn't do any exercise, and for years they'd learn and didn't stop to remain healthy, and when they reached their old age and they knew a lot, and they could really do a lot with their learning, they did a lot all the years, but now they had attained the highest level they ever had. And now the doctor said they had to walk for many hours a day. And they look back and they regret it not having taken a certain amount of time during the day to remain healthy, so that when they get old, they wouldn't have had to invest so much time in remaining alive and having to exercise. Yeah, now how much is this? So you have to ask a doctor. I don't know what the correct minimum is. Yeah?
The doctor told him he had to walk. He couldn't learn Torah for an entire year. Then he only take the exercise for an entire year because it was his health condition. And he tried and said, well, what if I think about Torah while I'm walking? And the doctor said, no, can't even do that the whole year. So this whole year he was like, all right, I'm taking an exercise. The shame of it is, but I can do it. He couldn't do it for the whole year.
Yeah, and what can you do? So there are many rabbis when they get old, the doctors give them all kinds of instructions that are a product of the fact that they didn't invest earlier, and sometimes they regret it. וכן כל מה שילמד מן הלימודים המדעיים, and so to everything a person learns from learning and science, כל מה שהוא מהם דרך לאותה תכלית, הרי אין מה לדבר בו. Anything that I think this is a mistranslation. Anything that v'asher en bo toelet l'otah matara, if it's something that leads him to that purpose, so we don't even have to mention it. Of course, he should learn it. V'asher en bo toelet l'otah matara, and something that doesn't help him attain that goal, kigon shelot algebra v'ashvot, for example, algebra and all kinds of equations, v'sifrei ha'tishboret. והתחבולות והריבוי בשאלות ההנדסה ומשיכת הכובדים והרבה כאלה, all kinds of different questions, תהיה מטרתם חידוד השכל והרגל כוח ההיגיון לדרכי ההוכחה, כדי שתושג לאדם תכונת ידיעת ההיקש המופתים זולתו, ויהיה לו זה דרך שיגיע בו לידיעת אמיתת מציאותו יתנה. Saying these are all different mathematical teachings and philosophical teachings and laws of engineering, that all of them sharpen one's mind, and their purpose is sharpening and teaching one logic and laws of logic and inference and proofs, and this teaches a person the ability to attain an understanding of the truth of God's existence. וכן דברי האדם כולם לא יזדקק לדבר אלא במה שהביא לעצמו בו תועלת או יסלק נזק מנפשו ומגופו. Everything one does should be for the purpose of either moving him forward or preventing harm from his nefesh or his body. או בלמידת מעלה, or in attaining an understanding of a certain elevated nature in one's the way one behaves. או בשבח מעלה, או אדם גדול, or the praise of a certain elevated stature or a great person. או בגנות מגרעת, או רשע, or one has to know what's bad about this fault in one's traits, or what's bad about a certain person. לפי שקללת בעלי המגרעות, because by knowing the curses of those that are lacking, meaning when we know that this is an evil person, this is how an evil person behaves, that's also part of what we have to understand. We have to understand what's good, we have to understand what's bad. וגינוי זכרם, and also speaking badly when we say, oh, that person, what a terrible person. When we mention and we mention the bad about a person, אם הייתה מטרה בכך להשפילם בעיני בני אדם כדי שיקחו בהם תוכחות ולא יעשו כמעשיהם, הרי זה חובה וזו מעלה. If the purpose is that people shouldn't look at someone and say, oh, maybe I'll learn from him. And very often that's the case. People look at someone and because he's made money or because of other things, they think they could learn from him. And the person does things which are improper. They are immoral and improper. So then it's important to degrade that person and degrade that person's actions so that people won't learn from him. Just as you can see that the Torah says, don't behave like the Egyptians. The Egyptians did immoral activities, they had lesbian activities. Don't be like them. Don't be like the Canaanites, that they had all kinds of incest. וסיפור הסדומיים, and the story that the Torah tells us about the Sodomites, וכל מה שבא במקרא בגנות האנשים בעלי הרעות והמגרעות וגינוי זכרם. And all the different examples that we find in the Torah, that the Torah degrades different people and different actions. ושבח הצדיקים ורוממותם, and the Torah praises the tzaddikim, the righteous, and elevates them. אין הכוונה בהם, אלא כמו שאמרתי לך. The whole purpose, what's the Torah trying to do? The Torah is trying to teach us not to go in the ways of those that are behaving improperly and to go in the ways of the tzaddikim. כדי שיחו בני אדם בדרכם של אלו ויתרחקו מדרכם של אלו. That people should go in the paths, in the footsteps of the right people and distance themselves from the way of the people that are acting improperly. וכאשר ישים האדם מטרתו עניין זה, when a person focuses on this, יהיה פנוי מהרבה ממעשיו. He'll find himself free of many actions. Many of the actions we do, many of the things that take up our time, if we'd really focus on what the Rambam is saying we should focus, we'd take out a lot from our schedule. And he'd say a lot less too. Because whoever is focused on this, לא יתעורר לקשט את הקירות בזהב. He won't suddenly say, ooh, maybe I should adorn my walls with gold. Or לעשות סרט של זהב בבגד. He won't say, I have to get to the tailor to put a gold strip on my shirt. זולתי מתכוון בדבר זה ליישב נפשו, unless he feels like he needs it to calm down, כדי שתבריא ולסלק ממנה חוליה, כדי שתהיה בהירה וזכה לקבל את המדעים, כדי שמרו דירה נאה ואישה נאה וכלים נעים, ומיתה מוצאת תלמידי חכמים מחווים דעתו של אדם. Like our sages told us that when it comes to a nice home, a nice wife, nice objects, a bed that's set, that for the wise men, that widens their knowledge, that gives them the ability to learn better. So sometimes a person does have to invest in the physical because that gives him the freedom of thought to learn better. If a person comes home to a cluttered home, to a home that looks disgusting, he comes home and the walls are all dirty and everything's dirty and messed up, so he's try learning in a home like that. That affects a person. So our sages taught us, those are things that are beneficial to one's learning. So then that's not bad. Because the soul gets tired and gets obstructed. The thought is obstructed when it continues to see things that are difficult to see. Just as the body gets tired when it is constantly doing hard work, until the body rests and then it's rejuvenated. Then it returns to equilibrium. כך גם הנפש צריכה להישקט, so too the soul has to rest, ולהתעסק בנחת חושים, and the nefesh has to have periods when it could let the senses rest, כגון הסתכלות בציורים דברים הנעים, for example, to look at paintings and things that are nice, עד שתסתלק ממנה הלאות, until the tiredness of the soul also can pass, כמו שאמרו, just like the Gemara discusses when the rabbis were tired of reviewing their learning. What did they do when they took a break? The Gemara discusses. This rabbi would go and sit over here for a break and do this mitzvah. He'd say, I'll sit outside the Beis Medrash. When people walk by, I'll stand up in their honor. Why was he sitting outside the Beis Medrash? He needed a break. This rabbi would sit by the mikveh. so that when the women come and they'd have questions in halacha before they go to the mikveh, they could ask him. So that when each rabbi had different things that they did when they needed a break. So we see even the rabbis needed a break. V'choshashani lumar, ki lefi ofanim eile, lo yu eilu ra ve'lo pulot levatala, klomar haitorud tziurim chiyurim binyanim u'bchelim u'bivgadim. And the Rambam says, I'm careful to say, I'm cautious about whether I should say, but I'm saying that according to, if one behaves in this fashion, then it's not bad, and it's not actions that are for naught when one sees it to attain nice paintings and nice inscriptions in the building or to wear nice clothing, because these things affect a person's nefesh, and a person's nefesh sometimes does need this break. Should we pause here or continue?
Pause.
What?
I'm gone into it, and
okay, because we could, maybe we'll continue another 5 minutes and finish the chapter. Vida, and know, says the Rambam, shadarga zo, this level, he darga gva meod, it's a very high level. Vikasha, and it's difficult. Velo yasigu ala mehatim, only few can attain this level. Vachrei achshara rabba meod, and it takes a great amount of preparation. Ve'im yizdamen mitziyut adam she'ele hem ta'arav, eini choshev shu pachot me'anvim. And if you find a person that you could describe him, that he lives up to these descriptions, I don't think he's less than a prophet. Klomar shemafil kol kochot nefesho. If you say you have a person that he uses all the strengths of his nefesh, v'oseh mataratam Hashem itala bilvad, and he makes them only Hashem, v'lo yaseh pula gdola o ktana, and he doesn't do an action big or small, v'lo yivateh shu mila, nor does he express a word, ela im ota pula o ota mila mevi'ah lidei ma'ala o ledavar mevi'ah lidei ma'ala, unless that action or that word will elevate him or bring him forward to elevation. And he looks and he thinks about every action and every word, everything that he does, and he sees that, will this bring me to that goal, or does it not bring me, and only afterwards does he do this. If you have someone that lives up to this, says the Rambam, I think he's that's a prophet. I don't think he's less than a prophet. And this in truth is what God wants from us, that this should be our goal. When the verse states that we say every day, Hashem lokecha, love Hashem your God, v'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, v'chol nafshcha, and all of your soul, klomar v'chol chekei nafshcha, as if to say all the parts of the nefesh, shetasim tachlit kol chelek mem, tachlit achat, that the purpose of every part of the nefesh will be one purpose, v'hi la'avat Hashem lokecha, and that is to love Hashem your God. And the prophets also tried to urge us on this point, in all your ways you should know God. And our sages said, even in something that's in Aveira, meaning that if you're doing an action, any action, even an action of an Aveira, that action should be focused tachlit klapei ha'emet, towards the truth. Even though on some level there is an avera in that action, a person should be aspiring, and a person should be on the level where the focus of the action is a mitzvah. Now that's not to say a person could say, you know, I'm eating chazir, but I'm focused for a mitzvah. That's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's talking about more fine actions. For example, we have a situation where the whole Jewish people are in danger. And there's a woman by the name of Yael, and she sees the man who endangers them all. His name is Sisera, the equivalent of Hitler. She knows that he could rile up all of the people of Chatzor. He could rile up, get together the armies that could wipe out the Jewish people. The equivalent of Hitler. And she says, I'm going to go and I'm going to entice him and I'm going to seduce him, and through that I'll kill him. And in doing that, she saves the Jewish people. So our sages say, yeah, it was an avera what she did. But she did it for the sake of a mitzvah. She did it for the sake of saving the Jewish people. So there, yeah, you have a situation like that. So it takes great thought. It takes a great person like Yoel, who's a prophetess, to know that they, even though there's an aspect of an avera to her action, the action netto, if you look at it, seems like an avera. But she knew that this was the right thing to do at the time. So we can't take this too far. We have to be careful where we apply this. כבר כללו חכמים עליהם השלום כל העניין הזה בלשון הקצר ביותר שיכול להיות. Our sages already summed it up in the shortest possible way. והקיפו את העניין היקף שלם מאוד מאוד. And they really encompassed the whole topic. עד שכאשר אתה מתבונן בקוצר אותם ממנים איך נאמרו על העניין הגדול העצום הזה בכללותו שכבר חוברו בו חיבורים ולא הקיפו את כולו. Till when you analyze it, you reach a point where you think, wow, they encompass such a great topic that people have made whole works about and didn't succeed in encompassing this topic. You'll recognize that when our sages said the words we're about to quote, they certainly had a godly power in saying such a short sentence and encompassing such a great concept. And that's what they said in their commandments in this tractate. 5 words. All your actions should be for the sake of heaven. That encompasses this whole concept that we've discussed in this chapter, says the Rambam, in 5 words. This is what we've explained in this chapter. And this is what we think fits over here according to these introductions. The Rambam says in a nutshell in this chapter that everything one does, one has to evaluate and think, is this really going to bring me forward in the service of Hashem? And if so, he should do it. And that is supposed to be the guiding force in everything we do. And that is supposed to be the balance and the way in which we make decisions and move forward in life. Shukah.